Welcome back to Patriots Preview, driven by the all-wheel drive Honda Pilot. Time to set the scene with Scott Zolak, and he's brought to you by AdCare, 1-800-ALCOHOL. Speak up, reach out, get help. Asking for help takes courage. Be recovery strong. Visit adcare.com or call 1-800-ALCOHOL. I know the first thing Zo wants to tell us about here.
Let's do it.
Is the Cleveland Browns and the size of some of these guys the Patriots go up against today.
I've done the games against Clowney, so I know how big Clowney is, but to see him he and Garrett together, 90-95, and Clowney's got the long, long treads now, and he's had him growing for a while, but size 15 and a half shoes, and to watch just somebody that big move so fluidly, like you and I are big guys. We go try to do what they do. We rip our hamstrings. You know, and then you're black and blue for like 4 weeks.
Look at the size of the offensive linemen on this team, too.
They got a lot of money spent. Look at the money they've spent on the offensive line.
They got size everywhere.
I tell you what, you're getting your ass kicked in the uniform battle again today. Cleveland with the beautiful throwback orange pants with the white jerseys, the gorgeous orange helmet. It's another taken to the woodshed day for the Patriots uniform crew.
I'm glad that the Browns went back to the traditional uniforms. Those other ones,
that awful brown.
Terrible. Oh, those were so
with the orange numbers. Terrible.
Yeah, those were terrible.
Oh, these are beautiful. They pop. They got the shoulder numbers. Everything. Everything's good about it. What do we got today, guys?
Well, I want to ask you about Mac Jones. Yeah. You know, Josh McDaniels is basically saying, hey, don't judge him on the numbers. However, he did admit that there was a little bit of a dry spell in the last 2 weeks. Even last week, only 12 of 18 and had the two turnovers. Where are we at with Mac Jones as he goes up against a very good Cleveland defense?
You wonder if that wall is starting to hit. You know, you hear the plateau word thrown around. I don't think he's plateaued. To think that Mac Jones is plateaued through only nine games and he's not going to get better is, I think that's asinine, because he's going to become a good pro and you're going to gradually get better. So I think, yeah, does the acceleration up slow down a little? Yeah, it slowed down a little. He's got to get rid of those silly mistakes. You know, the penalty last week, you know, the game clock, when you're thought the team's going to a full break and we're not, and they tell you to go, you've got to be able to get the team out of the huddle. You had the delayed game, you know, the hit from behind, fumbling the ball. He does have two hands on the ball when he does get hit. He's not sloppy. He doesn't bring it down around the waist, but that tells you he's just physically not strong enough to take those kind of hits in this league. And he's still dealing with that crap from last week with Burns, Brian Burns. But he needs to get over it, too. Weird play. Kind of a weird play. Usually doesn't happen a lot. But was something awkward about it? Was it slightly dirty? Yeah. Let go of the leg after you see that he doesn't have the ball. So, but he believes, hey, thought he was going after the ball, so I did what I did. It's a big game for Mac Jones today, though. Because, you know, you're sitting there at 5-4. People are excited now about this team again. You got some momentum. There's momentum in the National Football League. You build it today. You win today as you head to Atlanta on Wednesday. You're cooking with something now. You lose today. It kind of, I don't want to say it tarnishes what you've done the last 3 weeks, but feelings come back down again. You get to 6-4. Now we're talking about something here. You're
also
a number seven seed. Sorry, Beetle.
No, I was going to say, if they lose today, then you are questioning their ability to beat good teams, right?
What the problematic thing of them losing today would be, say, Baltimore wins and this team here is vying for a playoff spot, meaning Cleveland, and now they've got you on the head-to-head. You already beat the Chargers. You're going to give up games to the NFC teams. You lost to Dallas. You lost to Tampa. We know who else they lost to. But I'm saying, when it comes down to it at the end of the year, when it's weeks 15, 16, and we're really into week 17, where I think there's a ton of teams, they're going to be fine all the way up until the final week of the season. It's the head-to-head matchup. You got to get this one for the head-to-head today. It's not going to crush them. You know, I don't think this eliminates you from playoff contention, but this makes it tougher for you, because now you lose to one of the groups that are – this group is thrown in with you. What are you laughing at?
Gasper's loving this. I know he's loving this because he has been a proponent of the additional playoff team.
I hate
and,
it.
And now with
yeah. I hate it.
The additional playoff team, and I will admit, the 17th week, down the stretch, December into January, this is going to be chaos. It's going to be playoff chaos.
I love chaos.
And Gasper's here for all of it.
I am here for all of it.
He is.
And
he
it could benefit the Patriots.
It could. It absolutely could. I fully admit that. But you are loving this, aren't you?
I am loving it.
Your plan is all coming together.
It's all coming. Yeah, it's all coming together.
The godfather of the NFL overtime rules, Chris Gasper, once had his idea ripped off by Jeff Fisher.
That's true.
Now your overtime, in addition to your overtime rules, the expansion of the playoffs has happened, and you're loving this.
I am loving it. I am loving it. So I want to ask you about the other quarterback here.
Yeah.
What, you know, just with your quarterback expertise. Look, I feel like Baker Mayfield is one of the more polarizing quarterbacks in the NFL in terms of what people think of him and how good they think he is.
It's good you use that word polarizing, because I think you want to like him, because I like that he's cocky. He's got some swagger. I loved watching him when he was at Oklahoma. I love what he did at Ohio State. But then you get around him and you see there's a little bit of, I don't want to say douchiness to him.
Okay.
You're in and out.
Doesn't
want
to say that, though. But he just did.
There's no, like, yeah, I'm all in or I'm all out. You're waiting to see it, Kate. They got a decision they got to make. Is he worth the money? Same thing down in Baltimore. Is Lamar worth the money? Once you get into that different money category, things change on your football team. You know, they got to make a decision. Is he worth paying $30 million a year? Because if he's a franchise quarterback and he's yours, they got to pay him it. I like the way he plays a little street ball, though. I do. I like with the spread legs and he's stopping. He's trying to fire the ball in there. Watch him in warm-ups under center here. Just when they're doing on the line. He's cheating with that left foot, getting it about a foot and a half back, reaching. Because he's a little guy. So he's got to reach back, you know, to get away from the center. Little things I like watching like that.
How do you think Belichick attacks him today?
I think the same as Darnold. A little more zone. Force him to try and stuff it in the holes. Where you think you're saying something, it looks like man, then all of a sudden it's not. Patriots haven't played a lot of man last couple weeks. They went more base. They found the three big guys they like up front. Base 3-4 with the two meatheads in the middle with Hightower and Bentley. And it allows Judon and Van Noy to get creative and they spot guys. And that keeps your extra safety off the field. They haven't started games at nickel. We'll see if they start nickel today. I think they start base defense today.
Question about N'Keal Harry for you, Zoe. He was inactive last week against the Panthers. But here are his percentage of snaps played in the previous four games for the Patriots. 34%, 39%, 39%, 35%. He's seen an increase in snaps when he's been on the field. Outside of last week, he's active today. What's his role in this offense the rest of the way?
Like I've said, and I've heard multiple times over the last two or three weeks, he's making plays in practice. And they got excited. I think that's when Bill said, hey, that's the one he made in practice against the Jets down the sideline. They want him to do more of that. And I think it's more of the stuff that's good for him. Throw it up and go get it. Jump ball stuff. Because he's not really a route runner. I think he's going to be there for the passing game. And I don't think his absence last week was that much physical related as it was to maybe some off-field stuff.
All right, so have a good call today.
All right, guys.
Appreciate it. Scott Zolak with us in the broadcast booth. Coming up next, he'll be with the head coach of the Patriots. That would be Bill Belichick. This portion of Patriots Preview brought to you by the Peterson School. Are you a master in your trade and tired of side work? Pass the torch to the next generation of tradespeople by teaching at the Peterson School. They're hiring instructors now. Visit thepetersonschool.com.